It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
All right, we're going to be doing a lot of halftime segments this year, talking with the seniors. Not so much about basketball, but basically life after basketball, which does exist, even though we don't really talk much about it during our broadcasts. Ellen Romanyuk is going to be our first person. And she had over 1,000 points at her Illinois high school, and we are recording this 2 days after the Illinois State game, in which she got in the game and scored, though she has to work on her free throw shooting. Mm-hmm. She admits that. So this is a little bit dated, but we're not going to talk specifically about this game or that game. But let's get into this. Health science major. Mm-hmm. So what does that encompass, first of all? What does that mean?
So basically, I'm just like interested in going into the healthcare world. So I want to be a physician assistant or a PA when I graduate. So just definitely getting my feet wet right now with all my science courses. And yeah, I already applied to grad school, so just waiting to hear back on that process.
So you could play next year then as a grad student, right?
No.
Or not enough time or not enough eligibility?
Yeah, I've exercised all my eligibility. And most like PA programs, kind of like med school, where like they wouldn't let you like play a sport while doing it because it's super rigorous and intense.
Wow. So. Okay. Well, let's, first of all, this semester, you have 2 semesters to go, right? Mm-hmm. This semester, what is your course load? How many courses are you taking? And I imagine they're very key in terms of your major. What are some of the courses?
Yeah, so right now I'm in physics, biochemistry. I'm in psychology of perception. And then I'm also in a history class. And then next semester, I'll be in the second part of physics, a physiology of exercise class, and then another psychology class. So.
Talk about time management, especially when you are devoting a lot of time to playing basketball. Okay, so you mentioned one thing that keyed my attention. Tell me a little bit about the psychology of perception class.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I'm actually in class with my teammate Jock, so it's been fun having class with her, and it's been super interesting just seeing how like we all perceive like light, sounds, noises, all of that, and like how quickly our brain like processes information. I think it's just super interesting and really cool.
Okay, another one kind of, now I don't know if this is a major for health sciences, but where does history come into the equation?
Yeah, so that's just another, my last CAP course I need to graduate. So I had some options for classes I wanted to take, but I'm in U.S. history, so it's been interesting kind of getting a refresher on some topics I learned, you know, back in the day. But yeah, it's definitely been a really intriguing class for sure.
So take me back into, not so much your childhood, because I'm not a psychologist, and I don't want to start the line. Take me back to your childhood. But what got you interested in this major in wanting to be a physician's assistant?
Yeah, so I've always been exposed to the healthcare world. My mom is a registered nurse, so I've always just been like super interested in healthcare, and I think like the human body is the coolest thing ever. So I've always just been wanting to go into healthcare, and I've shadowed like an orthopedic surgeon and then a chronic pain PA, and just seeing like what PAs do on a daily basis and how much they're able to interact with patients, and they can still do a lot of things that doctors can do, like can still treat patients, like process orders, things like that, and just they definitely get more like connection with patients, which is something that intrigued me a lot. So yeah, I've been interested in it probably since I was a senior in high school. I had knee surgery, and just seeing how involved the PAs were with me and my surgery process, it was definitely opened my eyes to it. And yeah, I've just been pursuing it ever since.
So when you say you shadowed, I mean, is that part of an internship, or do you actually do an internship at some point? How does that work?
Yeah, so part of like for the application process for PA programs is you have to have like shadowing hours and then patient care experience hours. So I've just contacted like local PAs in the area back home in Chicago, and then I've actually shadowed Dr. Klosterman, who's a team doctor for Dayton Athletics, which was a really cool opportunity seeing him do surgeries and hip replacements, knee replacements, all that stuff. It was super awesome. And then I also work as a home health aide in Dayton, so that's how I get my patient care hours working as that.
So again, we get into your last semester coming up after Christmas. That'll be the busy semester, especially when you get into basketball and the conference season. You have some long road trips.
Yeah.
I imagine you've already planned your schedule. So what do your classes look like in your last semester, and how are you able to plan them so knowing that you'll be on the road?
Yeah, so I mean, usually like we're away on Wednesdays, and especially with our school day game, I like already know I'll be missing a lot of Wednesdays. So just planning for that, trying to put my labs on either like Mondays, or I think my other lab is going to be on Tuesday. So just trying to plan for that and having mostly classes in the morning. So if we do get back from a road trip late at night, I can still go to practice the following afternoon and not have to worry about missing more class. So yeah, definitely time management has been something I've been working on for a while in college, especially with all my extracurricular activities and stuff like that. It's definitely been a skill I'm going to need for the rest of my life as well.
So what's your goal? Is it to, as a PA, I mean, I know what your goal is. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try to work back in your home area in Illinois? Do you want to stay in Dayton? Do you want to just take whatever opportunity comes about?
Yeah, honestly, just whatever opportunity comes my way. I just want to do anything I can to just help others. That's always been my main goal. And I feel like just like serving others through healthcare is like a really unique opportunity to do that. So yeah, probably want to go home to Chicago. All my siblings are there and my family, so it'd be nice to, you know, be close to them for a little bit. But after a while, I think I want to, you know, see what else is out there.
When you leave Dayton, what are you going to remember most?
Oh, definitely the people. I mean, it's just been awesome these past 4 years. Like, it's kind of crazy how fast it's gone by, but all the coaches, you know, everything Coach Meek has done for me, you know, playing with Nio for 4 years, like, I tell her all the time that she's going to be stuck with me, like, for the rest of our lives, because, you know, we've just had, like, so many awesome experiences together, and, yeah, I have so many friends on other sports teams, or even people who aren't involved in sports on this campus. Yeah, and just, like, some super cool experiences I've been a part of. Like, I've gone to the Atlantic 10 meetings as SAC president in the past 2 years, so just going to Washington, D.C., going to Baltimore, connecting with athletes from other A-10 schools. Like, it's just been so unbelievable, and, like, I, like, wouldn't trade this experience for anything.
Got a couple of minutes left. Somebody's rowdy outside, so we may have a little bit of that noise. SAC president, go ahead and elaborate on what that means and what that entails.
Yeah, so I represent, like, the student-athlete body, so I collaborate with our student-athletes who are representatives of their teams in SAC and try to bounce ideas off of them. A lot of things we've been working on this year has been involving, like, mental health, advocating for athletes on campus, and just trying to get people involved in the community. Like, we've been really focusing on volunteer work. We've been tracking our volunteer hours amongst other Division I schools, and for the most part of the year, we've been in first place in the nation in community service work, so that's been a really cool initiative I've been a part of. And yeah, we had Bomani Jones on campus a few weeks ago, who he was with ESPN for a while, so it's just been cool, like, seeing all of these, you know, connecting with leaders in the world and, you know, student athletes on campus who are just, like, such motivated individuals. It's been really cool.
Okay, so you get a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. You'll be successful. We pretty much know that going in.
Hopefully.
Basketball. Yeah. You're going to still play? You're going to, like, walk up to people on playgrounds and take some money because they think they'll just whip you and you'll just take them to task? What do you think?
Yeah, honestly, I was talking to Coach Bryce yesterday about this. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to pour my competitive energy into. So, yeah, we'll see. I've been talking to Ivy Wolf, who she graduated this past season, and just seeing kind of, like, what she's done to kind of, you know, get her competitive juices still going. So we'll see where the wind takes me with that one. I'm still trying to navigate that because, yeah, basketball's been a huge part of my life, so it's going to be weird trying to fill that void.
Well, finally, you mentioned Ivy. Obviously, wonderful young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I want an update from you, I think I saw on Facebook page she's working and living in Cleveland. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, so she's working in medical sales in Cleveland, so it's been really cool. So she's been involved in a lot of like surgeries, just explaining how her medical devices that she's working with, how they work, explaining them to doctors, you know, during the surgeries, and, you know, just hearing like some of the cool things she's been a part of. Like, I love it, because I just love like anything like health related. So just hearing like the 12-hour surgery she's been involved in and like how her life is right now, it kind of feels like a complete like 180 to what she was doing, you know, a year ago. But yeah, it's super cool to see how she's, you know, still taking like all the skills she learned from here and taking it into her future.
You watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you watch medical shows, and you would know more than anybody if the shows are realistic or not, because, you know, they're spewing out all this language that most of us don't understand.
Yeah.
Do you watch any medical shows?
I've definitely seen clips of Grey's Anatomy or stuff like that. A lot of my professors say to stay away from that stuff because of how inaccurate it is, but, yeah, I would say I don't really watch too much.
You don't have time. Shows.
Yeah, I watch a lot. I watch reality TV. Dancing with the Stars is my main show I watch right now.
Who's going to win this season?
Alex Earl.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
All right. We thank Eleanor Monyuk. Let's get back to courtside.